Be getting ready. Hallelujah. Do you love the Word of God? Amen. Amen. I hope you have your Bibles this morning. Those of you that are watching by live streaming, I hope you have your Bibles or your tablets or your cell phone or whatever you have the Bible on and excuse me, follow along with us. Thank you, Lord. Go ahead right now, and I'm going to pray, but go ahead and turn in your in your Bibles to 1 Peter chapter 3. Let's pray. Father God, how we honor you and we bless your name. Thank you, Father God, for being God, being who you are. Hallelujah. We thank you for that. And I thank you, Father, for everyone that's present here this morning and everyone that's watching by way of live stream. I thank you for them. And Father, as I minister your word, I pray, Father, that they will have open ears to hear and have a receiving heart, ready to receive the word of God. Because, Father, we know that your word will not return back to you void, but it will work in our lives as we will receive it by faith, obey its commands, and walk it out in our lives. We thank you for that. Thank you, Father, for your anointing and call upon my life to minister your word. And Father, we're going to give you all the praise, all the honor, and all the glory. In Jesus' mighty name, shout amen with me.
Amen,
amen, amen. Amen. Hallelujah. My subject today is, you ready for this?
Yes.
I say, are you ready for this?
Yes.
Y'all ready for this out there?
Yeah.
All right. I hope you are. But my subject this morning is living a blessed life. Living a blessed life. Amen. Living a blessed life. Hallelujah. Now, in 1 Peter chapter 3, and I have my New King James Bible here with me. 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 10, it says, for he who would love life. Now, when it says he here, it means male and female. You can say he who would love life, or you can say she who would love life. Amen. So he who would love life and see good days, let him or her refrain his lips from speaking deceit. Let him turn away from evil and do good. Let him seek peace and pursue it. For the eyes of the Lord are on the righteous, and his ears are open to their prayers. But the face of the Lord is against those who do evil. So right now I'm coming back to 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 10. Let me read it again. It says, he who would love life and see good days, let him refrain his tongue from evil and his lip from speaking guile. Now, or deceit. I want to establish something here. For he who would love life and see good days. Now, y'all stay with me here. I want you, those of you out there, I want you to hook up with me here. Listen to what the Bible says. Look at what it's saying. For he or she who would love life and see good days. So we see here from the scriptures that it is possible for you to love life, or for us to love life. It is possible for us to see good days. Why would the Holy Spirit bring it up? Why would the Holy Spirit tell us that? Why would it be written in God's word if it was not true? And I'm here to tell you today, it is true. Hear me good. I want to read that again. See, this is the word of God. He or she who would love life. You know, God wants us to love living. God wants us to enjoy living. It's not God's will. Hear me again. It is not God's will for you to have a miserable life. It's not God's will for you to have a miserable life. That was not in God's plan. In order to have a miserable life, there had to be a detour somewhere. There had to be some deception somewhere. There had to be a lack of knowledge in some areas somewhere. Even when things are not perfect, even when things are not the way you want them to be right now, the Bible says you can still have a good life. You can still love your life, enjoy living, and see good days. Now I'm here to tell you, if there's some things that I could change right now, I'm here to tell you I would change them. Absolutely, I would. But let's face it, there's some things that's out of our control to change. But that does not mean that we are supposed to live a miserable life that we don't enjoy, that we don't love. Life is to be enjoyed. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. So we see here from verse 10, First Peter chapter 3, that I can enjoy life, you can enjoy life, and we can see good days. You hear me? See good days. Well, Pastor, you just don't understand. I just got a bad report the other day. Well, let me respond to you by saying this. Your bad report, as you put it, did not catch God by surprise. I got a bad report one day, 10 years ago, when they told me I had cancer. But I was determined that I was not going to let cancer whip me. Amen. And I was determined that I was not going to cry. I was not going to worry. Because I knew my God never changes. He is God. Kind of like I heard a pastor friend of mine say this back in the 90s, and it stuck with me, and I say it sometime. God is God. And ain't nobody God but God. So he was God before I received the diagnosis, before they told me I had cancer, and he was still God after they told me I had cancer. He was on my side before I got the report, and he was on my side after I got the report. And I want y'all to know, and I'm get back to where we're going here, but I want y'all to know, in going through what we went through, and I say we because my wife was by my side the entire time, in going through what we went through, it was not easy. But can I tell you something? We had some fun, didn't we? We didn't quit laughing. We had fun. Amen. Amen. God gave me my life to live. God gave you your life to live it. So if you receive a bad report, keep on praising God. Keep on magnifying the Lord. Keep on standing on what his word says. Y'all hear me? God doesn't change. He's the same. Y'all, do I have your attention? He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Hallelujah. My circumstances, my situation may change, but my God never changed. And he will never let go of our hand. Hallelujah. So it is God's will for us to enjoy life. It is. Praise God. Praise the name of the Lord. All right. All right. I want you to turn now in your Bibles to the very first Psalm. Very first Psalm. Glory to God. And I want to share with you some things from the Word of God that will help us enjoy our lives. Amen. Amen. Like I heard one person say, if life hands you a lemon, cut the thing up and squeeze it and make yourself some lemonade. Something bad in your life that you've encountered, just say, Lord, how can I make lemonade out of this? Show me. Because I refuse to be whipped. Amen, Miss Rose. You've had some battles, sister, but you're whipping every one of them. I've watched you. Glory to God. Amen. Look at her, y'all. She's had some battles, but look at her. She's sitting back there just as pretty. Glory to God. She blessed. Aren't you blessed? You blessed. Andre Crouch, he's with the Lord now, wrote a song, I think he wrote it, but I know he sang it back. Now, some of you don't know who Andre Crouch is, but he was real popular. He was popular back in the 70s. But he wrote a song that says, Through It All. Some of y'all know that song. Through It All, I've learned to trust in Jesus, our God. I've learned to depend upon his word. Amen. Just because You have a challenge in your life. That's not the time to quit. That's the time to keep trusting God. That's the time to keep standing on what he said. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. And so the very first book of Psalms teaches us a great lesson. And this is a lesson that we must learn. It says, blessed. Now, in my Bible, that word blessed, not only is the B capital, but the whole word is capitalized. What about in your Bibles? If that whole word blessed is capitalized, raise your hand. I won't say. All right. The whole word is capitalized. Blessed. Blessed. They're going to capitalize it. It must be important. Can I get amen on that?
Amen.
It must be important. Blessed. Well, before we go any further, let me give you an elementary definition of the word blessed. From the Amplified Bible, it says fortunate, prosperous, and favored by God. Hallelujah. And read that again. Fortunate, prosperous, and favored by God. Say this with me. Those of you out there too, say it right along with us. Say, I'm fortunate,
I'm fortunate.
I'm prosperous,
and I'm favored by God.
Hallelujah. And also I might add joy and delight. Glory to God. I'm blessed. I'm blessed. Now, I want to say this to you. Those of you in the sanctuary here and those of you just watching it. Don't you let this slip. You blessed. You are blessed whether you feel like it or not. You blessed whether you look like it or not. If you are a believer, you're blessed. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. So let me read on. It says, blessed, this is verse 1, is the man or woman who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly. You have to understand something. And we'll go back. I don't know if we'll get there today or not. But we're going back to 1 Peter also. But we have to understand that just because we're blessed, and that blessings is available to us, does not mean that we are enjoying the blessings that rightfully belong to us. If you want to enjoy God's blessings, you must follow God's instructions. Now, so you can get this settled in your own heart, I just look across the congregation and tell somebody, if you want, tell them this, if you want to enjoy God's blessings,
you must follow God's instructions.
Amen. See, the problem is we want to enjoy the blessings, but we don't want to follow the instructions. And we see here in chapter 1 of the book of Psalms, blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly. Don't think you're going to enjoy God's blessings and you're taking and receiving bad advice. In other words, you are following the advice of the ungodly. You are following the advice of the wicked. Those of you that has graduated, I want to say this to you as well. Some of you are going to college and you're going to continue to increase your education. Listen, you want God's blessings every step of the way. And so you cannot hook up with the wicked. You cannot hook up with the ungodly. You cannot abide in the company of ungodly people. It is so sad. It is so sad, but it is true. And notice I said some, not all, but some of our young people that have graduated high school and have gone on to college have become corrupt while they were in college because they hooked themselves up with bad company. Amen. Bad company. You know, when you want to be a part of the crowd and, you don't want your peers to talk bad about you and say bad things about you, you know, sometimes it put pressure on you. And if you're not careful, you find yourself doing things and saying things. You ready for this? Doing things and saying things that violate your own conscience. You still with me? It violates your own conscience. Sometimes, if you're not careful, you'll be talked into doing things that violate your own conscience. How many young ladies that's gone off to college and gotten pregnant? Gotten pregnant. Some of them aborted their babies, which is a terrible thing to do. Terrible thing to do. But if you hang with the wrong crowd, you're going to find out that they are going to rub off on you. You have to understand, God gives each and every one of us a will. Amen. He gives each and every one of us a will. So if you make a choice that you're going to hang with the wrong crowd, well, let me back up a minute. You don't hang with the wrong crowd unless you make a decision, I am going to hang with them. You have to make that decision. Amen. Amen. You have to make that decision. And they can put pressure on you and they can do all of this, but the final decision is yours. You make that decision. But when you continually violate your conscience, you'll find out every time that you do something that you know you shouldn't be doing, you find out it becomes easier. Easier. The first time, man, your conscience, you know, beating you down. Maybe I shouldn't use the word beat you down, but you're under conviction. You're under conviction. And you may cry all night and say, I know I shouldn't have done that. I know I shouldn't have got involved in that. And you may even say to yourself, I'm not doing it again. But the next weekend, you make a decision that you're going back with the same crowd. Or I'm going to the club, or I'm going to do this, or I'm going to do that, but I'm not going to do this weekend what I did last weekend. But you get with the crowd. And now the pressure's on. The pressure's on now. And you find yourself doing the exact same thing you did before. And now you're under conviction again. You go back to your room or your barracks or whatever, and you cry. First time you cried all night. This time you only cried to 12. Midnight. Because it didn't bother you quite as much. And over a period of time, you look forward to going. And now you're leading the crowd. You're the one, let's get this thing going. Let's get it on. Because you've become dull and become insensitive. Whereas the Holy Spirit was dealing with you. But when you continually violate that and override that, you find that it'll bother you less. Doesn't make it right. Just doesn't bother you as much because you made a decision to be disobedient. But again, back at verse 1, blessed is the man or woman who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly. It don't matter what they say about you. Do what's right. Because you have your eyes on the higher call. The higher life. Not the low life. The higher life. God's word says, I'm blessed if I do not listen and associate with that crowd. I'm blessed. Now, we say I'm blessed and highly favored. Many people say that. And there is even a song called Blessed and Highly Favored. And we are blessed and highly favored. But I'm going to tell you the truth. If you're not doing what the Word of God says, you're not enjoying those blessings. Now, you can say it all you want to, but we got to obey the Word of God. So it goes on to say, verse 1 again, blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stand in the path of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful. Hallelujah. In other words, you don't follow the advice of the ungodly. You don't just hang around with sinners just to be hanging out with them. You heard my saying, and I say it again. You can take horse manure or cow manure. Get you a bag of sugar and pour it over it. Cover it real good. And that manure might become sweet to the taste. But it's still manure. It's still nasty. You hear me? But you take that bag of sugar and you just put a teaspoonful of manure in that bag of sugar, it ruins the whole bag. Are you getting my point? You are the sugar. You, the believer, are the sugar. When you hang with sinners, just to be hanging with them, it's going to hurt you, not them. Now, it's one thing, you know, if you, preferably more than you, maybe at least one other person, or maybe in a group, if you sharing Jesus with them, now, I never went in the club to share Jesus. I'm talking about me. I'm talking about me. I never went in the club to share Jesus. But my wife and I, years and years ago, back in the 70s, used to wait till the club was closed on Saturday nights, and we'd go in the back lots of Chesterfield. Who remember the name of that club in the back lots of Chesterfield? I forgot the name of it. Nope, say it loud. Novellas. It had another name, didn't it? Cafe. Okay. All right. But anyway, on Saturday nights after Bible study was over, we'd be on our way home, and I told her one night, I said, let's drive through the back lots of Chesterfield and see if anybody's back here. We'll tell them about Jesus. Now, you know, the club was closed. And we did talk to a few people, prayed with a few people. We did. Had a drunk lady. Got down on her knees in the road at Novella's or Cafe or whatever it was called at that time and gave her life to the Lord Jesus Christ. And then we took her home and talked to the man that she was staying with. He was blind. But we talked to him about Jesus Christ, he got saved. See, we didn't go there to party. We was about God's business. You hear what I'm saying? We was taking care of God's business. We was going there to change, not to be changed. Hallelujah. I don't want to short circuit the blessings of God on my life just because I want a little bit of the world. A woman told us one time, she made a terrible decision. Terrible decision. She told us, she says, you know, as a young girl, I was raised up and my guardian, I'm not calling any names, wouldn't let me do anything. You know, I couldn't go out and party. You know, if she dated, or they called it courting back in those days, if I courted, you know, the boy had to come to the house, sit in the living room. How many of y'all remember those days? Amen. And you had to be out of there by 10 or no later than 11, right? 11 o'clock. Dad stick his head in the door. Yeah. But anyway. That's all that her guardian would let her do. So later on in life, this was a number of years later, she told us, my wife and I, she'd gotten married and her husband passed. And she told us, she says, I've never had a chance, I never had an opportunity to go out into the streets and see what it's like out there. See, I'm grown now. My guardian's dead. My husband's dead. I'm going to check it out. We tried to talk her out of that. She didn't listen. She wanted to try the world. And Lord, did the world use her terribly. She's no longer with us today. She became addicted. Terrible things happened to her. You don't want to do that. You don't want to let that happen to you. Y'all still with me?
Amen.
Y'all still with me out there? Praise God. Amen. If you want God's blessings, you can't be a part of the world. You can't party and do what the world does and expect God's blessing. Hallelujah. I'm going to go just a few more minutes, and I'm going to let you go. It says, blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the path of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful. But his, listen to this, but his delight is in the law of the Lord. His delight is in God's word. His delight is in God's teaching and God's precepts. Let me ask you something, or let me suggest something. If you're tempted by the world, if you're tempted to turn your back on God, ask God to give you a burning desire for him. Ask God to light a fire on the inside of you for him. Amen. Let God know that you're not one that just flows downstream, just going the way the current is going, but you can be like that mighty salmon. You can swim upstream. Jesus said, wide is the road that leads to destruction, but narrow is the way to eternal life. But here's the thing. We can walk the narrow road because we have the help of the Holy Spirit. We have the help of the Holy Spirit. God never tells us to do anything by ourselves. Whatever he commands, God says, I am here to help you and to empower you. Amen. Too many times we become afraid because we say, oh, what if I can't make it? What if I do this or that? I've stumbled so many times. Get up! I don't care if you've stumbled 100 times. Get up! Get up again, the 101st time. Get up. And realize that you have a helper. You have someone that wants to see you succeed. Someone that wants to see your life blessed. Wants you to enjoy the blessings of God. Want to see you live a victorious life. He's our helper.
Yes, he is.
He's our helper.
Yes, he is.
But here's, and I'm closing here. We may visit this again later because there's some other things I'd like to tell you. But one thing you have to understand, I want you to understand something about the Holy Spirit. Understand something about the Holy Spirit. He is a gentleman. And he respects your will. Don't forget that. Write it down. Don't forget it. The Holy Spirit is a gentleman, and he respects my will. Even if I'm making a bad decision, if I'm making a dumb decision, he won't agree with it, but he will respect it. He will respect it. Every one of us in the sanctuary, and every one of you that's watching, every one of us can go out, leave, go get stinking drunk, go rob a bank, or do something crazy. God won't stop you, but he don't agree with it. You hear me? He don't agree with it. And of course, he knows you're going to suffer the consequences of it. Amen. The Bible says we reap what we sow, right? Yeah, we reap what we sow, whether it's good or bad. If we sow good things, we reap good things. If you sow bad things, you reap bad things. He respects your will, but he doesn't always agree with the decisions we make. When we make a decision that lines up and agrees with God's word, he's on board, and he's ready to help us succeed. Amen?
Amen.
How many of you here today will make a decision, I am going to walk in the blessings of God. I'm going to love life. I'm going to enjoy life in spite of what's going on around me, what I'm dealing with. Can I have a show of hands right now? Glory to God. Glory to God. Amen. You know, our nation right now is in turmoil. It's just in turmoil right now. It's just crazy out there. But you know what? I'm praying about that, and we coming here tomorrow at 7 o'clock. Hopefully you'll come with us, and we're going to pray, and we're going to intercede. But you know what? I cannot and I refuse to sit home and cry.
Amen.
Amen. I'm going to keep blessing God, and I'm going to keep pleasing him with my life and pray about these situations and circumstances. Amen. Because I see in the word of God, in Peter chapter 3, verse 10, we can love life. We can see good days according to the word of God.
Amen.
Just because someone else is having a bad day doesn't mean you have to have one.
Amen.
Glory be to God. So determine today, I'm going to enjoy life. I'm going to enjoy life. I'm going to keep my eyes on God, keep my eyes in his word. I'm going to enjoy God's blessing. And I am still blessed, whether it's apparent or not. I'm still blessed of God. Amen. Make that decision. Will you do that? Amen. Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you for your word. Thank you, Father, for the lives that's been touched. For the lives that's been touched. For the lives that's been touched. For the lives.